History of Rio Gordo. As it is the case of so many Andalusian towns and villages, the real economic growth and expansion came with the arrival of the Arabs, who, in the case of Rio Gordo, rebuilt and strengthened the Castelo de Aut as a defensive structure. The current location of the village was decided upon by the Catholic monarchs after the Reconquest. The invasion of the French troops also had quite an impact on Rio Gordo, as it became a kind of center of guerrilla warfare for all who opposed the French. As far as the village's layout is concerned, there are two quite clearly defined parts, the upper part called Cerrillo, and the lower part known as La Plaza. All of them are perfectly whitewashed. The streets of the ancient quarter of the village are brightened up by the presence of small vaulted niches, 13 in all, that are set into the brickwork of the houses above the doors. Some of them date back to the 16th century. Although tourism is reaching the village on certain occasions, above all during the Easter week reenactment of Christ's Passion, in which some 400 local people take part in the live theatrical performance in an open-air stage and space which is almost 12,000 square meters big, the main economic activity in the village is still its agricultural industries. Nawadis, as much as 60% of the total working population works in this sector, where the main crops are still all kinds of cereals, the olive, the almond and some fruity crops on the land closer to the river. There are small sheep and goat herds in the village that are also important for the economy and even some textile manufacturing as well. The village is also famous for the special way that they prepare snails from the local area.